is a presentation of the Blue Raider Network.
Live from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro, it's Kermit Davis Live.
Kermit Davis Live.
1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
KC down the lane, finger roll up and good. No, underneath to Jason Jones, layup good, and a foul.
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Davis with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee Blue Raider basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
You can also email your questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Kermit Davis Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Cellular Concepts,
Embassy Suites,
First Tennessee, Lewis Bakeries, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now, let's join Coach Davis and the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome into Coach's Grill on this Monday night as we talk Blue Raider basketball with Kermit Davis Live, the head coach of the Blue Raiders, joining us. And glad you're here with us at Coach's on a, boy, an unseasonably warm Monday in January. And everybody will take that and enjoy it because we'll pay for it somewhere along the way, I'm sure. But the Raiders had a great weekend, picking up two more wins over Arkansas State at home last Thursday, and also over the weekend at South Alabama, sweeping the South Alabama series. Middle Tennessee now 8-0 as we hit the turn in Sun Belt Conference play. Both of our teams 8-0, and every time we can both win, it sets a new record for the Sun Belt. It's putting out the best start for any school with both of their programs.
Well, it sure is. It's great to be 8-0. It was a good trip for us to South Alabama. It was a game that we were very nervous about as a staff because, you know, South Alabama's always historically played us very well down there, Chip, and I thought our team came out with great energy. The second half is as good as we've played in a long time. We shared the ball, 21 assists. We guarded as good as we've guarded all year long and was really a dominant team in the second half. So I was really proud of our staff, job they did preparing us, and really, really excited for our players.
It may have been the best half you played since the first half against South Alabama earlier this year.
You're exactly right. Because we put everything together and had a lot of detail in what we were doing. So good win, and good to be back home on Thursday.
All right, we're going to take our first break of the night. Remind you that we will take your calls at the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, 1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-RAIDERS, brought to you by Subway here in Murfreesboro and their 15 locations throughout the city. Also, you can drop us an email, radio@goblueraiders.com. More with the head coach of the Blue Raiders after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for.
When you flip through the real yellow pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real yellow pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill tonight. Chip Walters along with the head coach, Kermit Davis. Kermit Davis live. We are at Coach's. Don't forget they have good food, tasty beverages, and all your favorite games on the flat screens. It's Coach's Grill. Add any thing to your order this evening. And you, of course, a lot of things going on here tonight. And special, the $10 deal on this Monday night. $10 gets you a pizza and a pitcher of your favorite beverage. Pretty good deal. Let's go to the phone lines now. Tim in Murfreesboro is online. So, Tim, you're on with head coach Kermit Davis.
Thanks, Chip. Hey, Coach, I got a question. You've always stressed tough defenses, and you've always had good defenses. First off, how does this team's defense compare to years past? And two, who would you consider a player or two that have been key to the success of the defense? And I'll hang up and listen.
It's a good question. You know, I think that we've had really good defensive teams here before. It's the most versatile defensive team that we've had. We've got the best defensive point guard that I've ever coached since I've been here in 10 years, in Bruce Massey. He disrupts college basketball games. I'd have to put him in the top 5 or 10 defensive point guards in college today when he's right and he defends. And so it starts with Bruce. We've got really athletic, big wings that cause problems. Then on the back end, we're blocking shots. And I think we were first or second in the Sun Belt in block shots. So I think that combination has made us really good. You know, I think we're eighth in America in defensive field goal percentage, which is terrific. And that's kind of, even through some offensive lulls, that's the thing that we've kind of hung our hat on. So I think that Bruce Massey has really done a good job, and he's kind of the key that starts our defensive intensity.
You are a guy defensively that basically is a man-to-man guy. That's what you build it on. But you have made, in the last couple of years, you guys have developed something with your 1-3-1. And how you switch from it back into a 2-3, that, and in particular, you talked about blocking shots on the back end. Well, when you run that 1-3-1, you kind of reverse the floor a little bit, and you put JT out in front. Talk about how that developed and why that has become so effective.
Well, I was in a coaching retreat with a guy named Tim Jankovic, who's a really good friend of mine, the head coach at Illinois State. He used to be with Bill at Kansas, And Tim and I were talking one day, and I said, Tim, I'd love to do something, you know, extended. I think we've got an athletic four man. He said, you ought to try this. And then we talked about it, and then from there it evolved, and it's really been great. I mean, JJ is really good at the top. JT is outstanding at the top. You know, it's a versatile defense where you can really trap, but then it goes to a different defense when the ball touches certain places. So it's been really good for us, Chip. And we haven't used it as much this year because we've been such a strong man-to-man team. Last year, we weren't a very physical man-to-man team, and it helped us win, you know, 10 games in the Sun Belt. We really used it a lot more.
And when you have used it this year, it has been seemingly maybe late in a half or late before a media timeout, and you feel like this is a big possession, and you not only do you have the length of your team, but you also have, you spring a little bit of the element of surprise on them.
You're right, and that's it, you know, and you've got to have some really athletic backline guys that are good. So I think that you're right. We used it like 4 or 5 trips against South Alabama, against Troy. We've had a little bit of success when they get in a rhythm, you know, offensively against your man. So it's been a great kind of breakage of defense, a change of pace that has really helped us.
All right, we'll take a quick break. I want to remind you that our show tonight is brought to you in part by Family Chiropractic and Family Wellness and Dr. Stephen Nutt. They're proud sponsors of Blue Raider Athletics. You can visit Family Chiropractic at the stoplight of Clark and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. And by the way, they'll be on site Thursday night giving chair massages up on the track. So you can stop by for some of that. We'll take a timeout. We have Dave on the line. He'll join us when we return with Kermit Davis Live after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill tonight. Chip Walters along with Coach Kermit Davis. Kermit Davis live this evening. Don't forget the Raiders are at home Thursday night, 7 o'clock. If you don't have your tickets yet, you need to do so, as Middle Tennessee will take on Troy at 7 o'clock. And we talk about historic things. The Raiders have a chance to get number 20 in the month of January, and we need a big, big crowd there on Thursday night. Back to the phones now to the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, brought to you by the 15 area Murfreesboro Subway stores. Dave is on the line, and Dave, you're on with Coach Kermit Davis. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coach. I was going to ask a question. How do you go about preparing for a team differently than the first time you play them to the second time?
Chip, you got us?
Yeah.
All right. Good question, Dave. Thanks for calling. You know, the second time around is that you go a lot about what happened in the first game against Troy. Not a lot of teams change that much over a three-week period. Some of the things that you do on that tape, you carry it on the second time. There's obviously some things always that we can improve on, which we take that in the scout, some adjustments that we need to make. And then, like Troy, Troy's coming off a game where they made 15 threes. They beat Monroe 92-61. They tied an NCAA record and made 11 straight threes in the game. So it was one of the best offensive halves I've seen any team ever have in
Sun
Belt.
Was it better than that offensive, that half they had against Arkansas State in the tournament?
They made
up here?
16 in that half.
Wow.
No, but this was pretty close. I mean, they made 15. So we've got our work cut out. Don's team, you know, will play us well here. And but it's just some minor adjustments. And again, you've really got to go back to practice and really try to take care of what you do well.
I want to have an opportunity to, go back to the line, phone lines. Once again, Caitlin from Nashville. You're on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with Coach Kermit Davis. Go ahead.
Who's been doing the most in practice?
I couldn't hear Chip. What?
I'm not sure. What did you say, Caitlin? I think there was something about... Oh, who looks good in practice?
Who looks good in practice? You know, our whole team had a good practice today. Today is really we don't do a lot of contact in practice on Mondays. It's about an hour and 20 minutes of a lot of conditioning and individual skill development. I thought our team had a lot of energy today. Our team is getting better. A guy we're going to have on the show a little bit later with us, Jason Jones, is starting to get a lot healthier. And I thought Jason had a much improved game against South Alabama, and he's just going to continue to get better and kind of round back into form. We're excited about that. Other guy we got on our show, Sean Jones, has really had a great year, and we're going to need Sean to be terrific down the stretch for us.
We had somebody back here at table number three predict that Sean Jones in 2 years would be Sun Belt Player of the Year.
What do you think about that, Sean? Can you do that?
A lot of pressure.
He just smiles. I hope he does. I'm telling you, that's exactly right. That's a good forecast. Sean Jones is definitely capable of doing that, Chip, and he's got a great talent level. He's really made a lot of improvement from his freshman to sophomore year. And the biggest thing about Sean, he's such a great receptive guy to coaching, great young man, and so we're sure excited about having him.
All right, checking back in, Bob on the line, joining us here on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Bob, you're on with Coach Kermit Davis. Go ahead.
Okay. Congratulations, Coach, on a great year. We've got two great programs out there, and I just want to say to all the fans to try to come out and put about 8,000-9,000 people in the Murphy Center Thursday night. Also, I made a prediction that Sean Jones will be the player of the year his senior year in the Sun Belt. And that's all I have to say. Keep up the good work.
J.J., he won't be worth anything in practice tomorrow, really, J.J. We're going to have to kick him right in his tail tomorrow. I promise you that. There ain't no doubt about that. No, you know, the first thing, Bob, and I appreciate you calling. I thought the Murphy Center crowd on Thursday night, right at 6,000 people, it was just terrific to see the student bodies. Thanks to all the community people that came out. They were a big difference in that game. Hopefully on Thursday night that the energy level is the same and we can continue just to build on that. And I think that really helps our players a ton. And I second that. Sean Jones is going to have some great games at the end of his sophomore year. You lose a guy like LaRon Dindy, Sean Jones and JT, all those guys got to take a step forward and even play better the following year.
So let's go ahead and put the challenge out there. Let's make it at least 7 Thursday night.
That'd be great. I mean, it really would be. 19-2, getting votes in both polls. It's a fun team to watch, Chip. I mean, those guys are exciting. Troy is going to be up and down, so it's going to be a full court game. We're going to try to play fast and transition. So I think it'll be really, really an exciting Sun Belt game.
I want to take a quick look back last Thursday. You mentioned the crowd, but on the floor, I don't think anything surprised you with how Arkansas State came out and played you there. John's teams are always just tougher in wet leather anyway.
They are, and John and I know each other, and they were very well prepared. They took a couple things away that we normally do. That was, good preparation on their part, and that didn't really surprise us. And I thought that, that they were physical. We jumped out to a 10-point lead, and you thought, here we go, and then we kind of had two or three defensive breakdowns. All of a sudden, that game got tied. But I was just proud of our players. We just seemed to find different ways to win. We held them to a low percentage in the second half. We played better offensively, and it was just a good, solid win. Anytime you can win a league game by 13 points, Chip, we have 19 wins this year, and 15 wins have been by double figures or more. That's hard to do. I mean, that's consistent. You got to be able to guard and do a lot of other things well.
Will you be as glad as I will when Trey Finn graduates?
I know. We tried to recruit Trey here. He's a Little Rock kid and decided to stay close to home. Dickie Nutt signed him before he left. And in a lot of ways, he reminds me of Marcos Knight. He's tough and makes a lot of good plays. And he's a really, really good Sun Belt player.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to try to keep up with the Joneses. Jason and Sean are here, and they'll be coaches' guests right after this. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4000. 4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
To Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live, and we sure appreciate all the people coming out tonight. It's always great crowds, I know, for Rick's show at 6 o'clock and our show at 7, so we really appreciate that a bunch. The food is terrific down here. We got two special guests, Jason Jones and Sean Jones. JJ, you guys related at all? Any family down in Miami? You can't hear? You can't hear at all? I was asking if you and Sean were related at all, do you have any kin folks down in Miami?
No, I'm going to let Sean have that. I wish I did have some kin folks in Miami, had a better time to enjoy. But Sean had all the family out there.
He did, didn't he? It was good. All right, JJ, I know you're second year in our program playing. You sat out a year. Tell the people, you know, you had a tough start with your injury and your back, and then you had a kind of a blood clot, hematoma, you know, with right close to your spine. Tell the people about your track back and getting back to full speed.
Yeah, like Coach said, it was real frustrating for me. But when I found out I had the hematoma, but I just tried to be patient and wait and let it kind of go down and just do as much treatment as the doctor gave me to do. And so it kind of progressed and kind of going away now, and now it's getting better and I'm back to getting back to 100%.
What would you think? I know the South Alabama get JJ was a little more, you know, back to normal, and you look more athletic at the rim. Your conditioning is getting better. 100%, 90%. What do you think you are right now?
I would say 99.8%. And so,
then you got no excuses when somebody goes by you, right? Sean, he's got no excuses, right? He can't hold his back anymore.
No more back.
I number 6. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. DUI number 6 is what one Murfreesboro man has been charged with. Brian Allen Dumb was taken into custody in the Hooters parking lot on Broad after his arrest to police and nurse withdrew some blood from his arm after he refused to consent to a blood alcohol test. Police were able to do that because of a new law in Tennessee that mandates blood be drawn in cases where the offender has been convicted in the past on DUI charges. Prior to 2012, persons accused of DUI had the right to refuse to take a blood alcohol test, in which blood is drawn from the accused offender. Now, repeat DUI offenders no longer have that right. Several small bags of marijuana and a small bag of crack cocaine were recovered by Murfreesboro police during a weekend drug bust. 23-year-old Justin Watkins apparently selling drugs on Bridge Avenue. Watkins evidently rode his bicycle to 303 Bridge, where he was caught allegedly selling drugs to a woman inside a home through an open window. Watkins was charged with felony possession of a Schedule II drug and a Schedule VI drug. A police report shows he told police he was selling drugs to, quote, make some money. He'll appear before a judge April 15th. The news brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you think you've tried everything for your chronic pain, Dr. Mark Kester wants to help. Call 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. Three teens arrested and accused of vandalizing Riverdale High School early Sunday morning. Two of the three accused of spray painting graffiti on several structures. Officers say they caught one teen in his car and charged him with criminal conspiracy after giving his two friends a ride to Riverdale to commit vandalism. The two suspects accused of actually spray painting graffiti at RHS now face vandalism and evading arrest charges. Any more news where this came from on our website, WGNSradio.com or Facebook.com/WGNSradio. This is WGNS News.
Were the tracks, and then by the morning we'd had picked the groves of trees, and that's where we went. So he said we crossed at night. It was fascinating to talk to somebody who was 18 or 19 at the same time that I was 18 or 19. But they moved. It was stealth. They moved at night.
Mm-hmm. So it was a total surprise when that ridge erupted.
For me, for our troops, for the infantry, I would say for the 5th Marine Regiment that I was in, it was absolutely total surprise. We had papers, the Stars and Stripes, that said that MacArthur says your boys, our boys, will be home for Christmas. My mother and father saved those papers. I still have them. Headlines. MacArthur says the boys will be home for Christmas.
Well, I remember that myself. Quickly, what was the weather like now with
the
eruption?
Cold. There are all kinds of different people telling different degrees, but I know personally, it was 32 below zero. Now, the significance of this is, and I'm a skier, ardent skier. I skied all my life. But you get out in the cold, and then when you get too cold, you come back in. We were in the cold all of the time. There was no place to go.
24/7. We'll take another break here on Veterans Chronicles and then continue our conversation with retired Marine Colonel Warren Wiedhahn, Jr., coming up next.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Three teenagers arrested and accused of vandalism. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Three teens were arrested and accused of vandalizing Riverdale High School early Sunday morning. Two of those three teens accused of spray painting graffiti on several structures at the school. Officers say they caught one teen in his car and charged him with criminal conspiracy after giving his two friends a ride to Riverdale to commit the vandalism. The two suspects accused of actually spray painting graffiti at RHS now face vandalism charges and evading arrest charges. News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. A leader in chronic pain relief in Rutherford County for over two decades. Call Dr. Mark Kester at 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. Senator Bill Ketron will not be a candidate for the 4th Congressional District in Tennessee. Ketron says he can do more for the state in the Tennessee General Assembly and will be keeping his seat there. Antrell Robertson of Murfreesboro was killed in a Nashville car wreck on Sunday. That wreck occurred on Murfreesboro Pike and involved a second car driven by James Watson of Laverne. Police say the 32-year-old Robertson was likely speeding, which contributed to the accident. Robertson not wearing a seatbelt. 57-year-old Watson not seriously hurt. DUI number 6 is what one Murfreesboro man has been charged with. Brian Allen Dumb taken into custody in the Hooters parking lot on Broad Street. After Dumb's arrest, police and a nurse forcibly withdrew blood.
Time to get up to date on some other things. We had several cards come in from the audience. I'll skip to the most important question first. It came in last. How's Betty feeling today? Has she been a little under the weather?
She's gotten sick, and she usually can't get her down with anything, so... Her dad came in, he got sick, so Betty got it, and so she's doing much, much better under the care of Drew Shea. He kind of takes care of us, so she's starting to feel much, much better.
Ricky writes in here, you have some really good junior college transfers who could play for anybody in the country. What are some of the schools that you had to beat out for some of these players? And obviously we're talking about Bruce, and we're talking about Marcos, and the list goes on and on.
Well, it's a good question, Ricky. You know, we got all three guys committed at a really early stage. We saw Marcos Knight early in a summer tournament. Rob Moxley saw him, and we changed Marcos' school to Chipola Junior College in Florida. So Marcos really committed to us in August, Ricky, so it was great. The recruiting could have gotten really, really big. Bruce Massey was kind of the same way. We got involved with Bruce really early. Nebraska, Minnesota, a lot of those schools were coming in to see him. Bruce just took his visit. His family drove down from the Baltimore area and just flat loved it. Raymond Cintron visited Vegas and visited us and just really felt comfortable with us. So you're right. Those three guys can play, as they've shown. Good question. They play at tons of places like a lot of our guys in America.
Speaking of Raymond, someone wants to know, your reasoning said you took Raymond out against Arkansas State and left him out too long.
Well, you know, we've got really good depth, especially with Kerry back, J.J. back. James Gallman, I think, has been playing a lot better. You know, Raymond, you know, has probably been playing 24, 25 minutes in a game. And sometimes it's about matchups. It's about Arkansas State had bigger guards. And Raymond struggled a little bit guarding Hooten, 6'5". And even Trey Finn, who's a physical guy, so we wanted bigger guards. And Kerry played so well against Arkansas State on Thursday night.
Yeah, and when you look at just about every game, you talked about these great second halves that we've had. And when you look at that depth and you look at, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14 guys who are playing, that's got to be right at the top of the list of why this is happening.
There's no doubt. I mean, you start looking at the scoring margin of our games, and knock on wood, hopefully that'll continue in the second half. It's been phenomenal what we're shooting in the second half, and I really think it's just attributed to depth, the bench. And we told our guys the other night, we think we got 10, 11 starters on our team, you know, that can start and play. And when they come in, our team needs to get better, and I think it's a big factor, like you said, Chip, second half.
Yeah, you mentioned here last week that every once in a while you'll platoon and you'll bring five new guys in. A lot of times 5-6 minutes into the game you'll do that. And I guess a week or so ago you didn't think they'd answered the bell quite as well. That group came in and performed better this week.
They did. You know, we did it a couple nights. And, I mean, they're very good players. And it just seemed like we had some leads. And those guys come in fresh and build on leads. And we didn't play as good as we normally can play. But I thought that our bench, 28-0 against Arkansas State. Another great night for our bench against South Alabama Saturday.
T-Bone's getting a little philosophical here on us with a question, kind of going into my territory with the five randoms. But
all right.
What, if any, decision you have to make makes you a little nervous? It says keep up the good work and keep the mental toughness rocking.
You know, really not nervous. I think that when you have really good players, your substitutions become easier because you know that, you know, if a certain guy's not playing, you got other guys that can play. I think the biggest thing that I really fret over is maybe some game plans on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the exact right way to guard and some things that we've got to do to be at our best. And I think that these good players will make those game plans look good. So probably like that, I fret over that. But really, during the game, you know, it's kind of second nature, and those guys are really competitive, so that part has been fun.
How much does it make those decisions about game planning and defensive plans in particular a little easier when you have a staff as strong as you have, and everybody knows they can bring opinions to the table, and you're going to listen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just what I love about it is that, and I hope I've got some faults, but the strength is to hire really, really experienced, good people around me and be able to take their input and take it. And I think that, you know, with Wynn and with Greg and Monty, you know, Mike has done such a fabulous job with us, and we'll talk to him about his responsibilities. Sometimes Mike's limited, you know, he is on the floor because of, which I think is the dumbest rule in college basketball. But it really is. I've got a good, experienced staff that have suggestions, and they really help me a bunch.
I'll let you guess who sent this question is after I read it. Any road trip in the Sun Belt as tough as Missoula and Bozeman in the Big Sky?
I know that's Arlen because he's he's a Bozeman guy. Well, I tell you one thing, Arlen. I was at Idaho for 4 years, and we had great teams. We went to two back-to-back NCAA tournaments, and we never swept the Missoula Bozeman trip. That's how good that's a hard trip. We used to play in the Big Sky Chip on Friday nights. We'd play in Missoula on a Friday night and then bus 4.5-6 hours in the snow across the pass and play Montana State sometimes the next afternoon or night, and then bus all the way back to Moscow, Idaho. So that was a tough trip. So there's some really good teams in the Sun Belt, but no Friday, Saturday games like that.
Now, would you all, if you would play on the Friday night, would you leave after the game or would you wait and go the next morning?
We'd leave after the game because you just never knew about the snow. So we could leave Missoula at 10 o'clock. You'd be in Bozeman, sometimes 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And you could also be the Donner Party about that time, too.
No, I'm telling you. So you get there, and then you just – I mean, it really was. It was a difficult trip, especially when you're trying to prepare to beat that team in such a quick turnaround. But, you know, they had to come back, and then Moscow, Idaho wasn't an easy place to get to either.
No, it's not. Is it more difficult to coach the last half of the conference schedule or the first half, or is it just about the same?
I have more fun coaching the last half because I think that – there's a lot of different things that you can do, and especially after you've seen teams play and after they've played you. That's the fun part of coaching, is maybe tinkering with a couple things that maybe you can do better, maybe put in a couple little things that'll help you the second time around. So I think probably the second time is a little more fun.
All right, before we take our break here, just an update on where the Raiders are as far as rankings this week. In the Associated Press Top 25, Middle gets 9 votes, which is the first time we've been in there, have gotten votes in the AP poll this year. In the ESPN USA Today poll, the Raiders are ranked number 30th with 28 votes, just ahead of Vanderbilt, who has 20 votes this week. So,
well, good.
So that's kind of interesting. In the RPI, Middle Tennessee is number 54, best RPI of anybody in the Sun Belt. Sagarin ratings, you're up to number 30. And I know this, you and I mentioned, talk about this about once a week anyway, is that really that's a fan type thing, but it's you really took a jump this week in the RPI in a good way.
Yeah, it was a good way. You just got to keep winning, and sometimes teams above you lose, and that plays a factor in it also. You know, it's something that, like I said, we don't talk about as a team, but it sure is nice with 4 weeks left in our regular season that you're sure being it mentioned for postseason play. We just got to keep doing what we do every single night. And, you know, to win the number of games we've won in a row, it shows you how difficult it is in our league to attain those goals.
Yep, Raiders have won 11 in a row. They're now 19-2 and go for number 20 on Thursday night when they take on the Troy Trojans. We'll take a timeout. Mike Scutero joins the head coach after this. You're listening to Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters.
Coffee with Heart.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live. We sure appreciate all the fine people being out here tonight. As we look at the Sun Belt standings, Middle Tennessee 8-0. Florida Atlantic won a really good game at FIU. Tight contested game. FIU's got their good player, DeJuan Wright, back to go 4-3. Little Rock was undefeated. It shows you just how tough our league. They lost at home to Lafayette. And then Western Kentucky had a big win over them. And then a great game, Denver at North Texas. North Texas beat them in overtime. So now Little Rock and Denver go to 5-2 along with North Texas at 5-2. We have a really a fine young coach that we hired from Odessa Junior College. Got a great family. Mike Scutero, let's welcome Mike into the show tonight. He's done an outstanding job for us for 3 years, right, Mike? This is your third year. Tell everybody where you're from, Mike, a little background of to Odessa, and then how you got to Middle Tennessee.
I guess I started out coaching high school and AAU in Florida, and then I got out to Odessa for a few years, 5 years, and then I got hooked up here at Middle Tennessee with Coach Davis through my former boss, Dennis Helms. At Odessa.
Dennis is a really good friend of mine. I had a lot of respect. We had a lot of players that played for me at Idaho that played for Dennis at Odessa. And Mike in Odessa Junior College, one of the top 5 or 10 junior college basketball programs in America. You know, Larry Johnson played there way back. I signed 3 teammates from Larry Johnson when he went to Vegas. I signed 3 of his guys that played on our really good teams at Idaho. Mm-hmm. And Mike, tell them, director of basketball operations, your day-to-day activities, what fills your day up?
Travel, I don't know, just the overall organization of the whole program. I think I just learned so much from all aspects of the program, academics, taking care of the guys, making sure they're where they need to be, when they need to be there, and like I said, just all the different aspects behind the scenes.
To organize a trip for our team to go to South Alabama, kind of logistics, just real quickly, what it takes to organize the trip and what's all entails for a bunch of 25 guys to go.
First thing is making sure the guys have enough food to eat on the trip. And then, you know, getting the hotel rooms all set, taking care of our bus trip, making sure we have our bus driver, Big David Stovall, and just making sure everything just goes tidy.
Right. I tell you one thing we have done here, and thanks to our administration, is they let us travel really, really first class. I know all
no
the
doubt.
Teams, where we stay, how we eat, and then that's a big thank you to Chris and the athletic department, because when we travel, we're not taking the charter jets, which we don't need to in the Sun Belt, but where we stay and how we do things is really, really good.
Yeah,
Mike, you've been here 3 years. The first year we were here, we won the regular season championship. Good players, Desmond Yates, Montero Haddock, Calvin O'Neill. What's the big difference, you think, why our team has been able, the level of play is higher this year than it has in 2 years you've been here?
I think this team is just special in toughness and togetherness. I mean, we had some good players here from the first 2 years I was here, but this team from day one just had something special about them, and they were texting each other before they even got to campus here in the summertime. And I mean, just toughness, I think. Just they're tough and they hate to lose.
Yep, that's what I think. I think they have a lot of pride in what they do, and I think that's why we're such a really, really good second half team.
Right, right.
Here's a question they asked. They said, will the Vandy game be on TV? It will not. It will not be on TV. So, isn't that right, Chip? I don't think it's going to happen. So I think the Vandy game is a sold-out game. Some caller asked that. The next week we play at Denver on ESPN. So it's going to be a nationally televised game. The following week, Arkansas Little Rock comes here. It'll be the only the second time in the history of this school that ESPN has been in Murphy Center to do a game that Middle Tennessee State has played in. So that Arkansas Little Rock game will be a noon game. And I know that's way down the road. We got a lot of work ahead of us, but that'll be a great time for our fans, Mike, to really come out and support our team.
No doubt. It'd be great to have a packed house here Thursday night.
What does it mean with the student body? I know you've been actively involved in going out and really trying to recruit fraternities and kind of really try to spearhead the student growth in our crowds.
I mean, the fraternities and sororities have been great, especially this year coming out. And, I mean, bottom line is they all want to see a winner, and that's what our guys have really really done a great job this year, and everybody's been great this year to come out and support us.
You know, what kind of difference do you think that it means for the student body to be involved with our squad?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, I just think the whole energy they bring to the game, I mean, it was a great feeling. I know how I felt. I could imagine being in the guy's shoes Thursday night when we made a couple of stops and the place just erupted. And Leslie says to me, she said she got the tingles and we're just on the bench. I can imagine being a player.
Yep, and we just hope that grows and grows. You know, Mike, we've only got four home games left. That's all we got is four left. And it's amazing how fast college basketball goes. We've got nine regular season games left. We've got 1 month of play before postseason tournaments start. So it goes by really, really quickly, you know. So tell me about your family, Mike. You got a beautiful wife, Noah.
No doubt. Got a definitely special family, very supportive of what I do, and been through the trenches of AAU and JUCO basketball, so they've seen it all so far already.
Noah, who's your favorite player? Who?
Raymond.
Raymond is his favorite player. JJ is not your favorite player, or Sean? No, he just says no. That's the greatest thing about young kids. Let us be honest, he's not.
Noah, what do you say when Raymond makes a three-pointer?
Noah, he's busy looking at something right there. Well, guys, thanks a bunch, Mike. Appreciate all the effort that you do and the long hours that you keep. Your family represent our program in a special way, and we'll look forward to Thursday night and a really, really good game against the Troy Trojans. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
And we'll be back for a break with Kermit Davis live at Coach's Grill.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill. Chip Walters along with Coach Kermit Davis. I don't know what happened. I've never heard Mike Scutero that quiet.
He did. He started sweating a little bit. Mike did a great job. I wasn't going to ask him any tough questions, you know, so I don't know. He was nervous about something.
Had the spotlight on him here.
Spotlight
he
was right on.
Tough.
No, Mike did a great job.
All right, time for five random questions again for the coach this week, and let's see what is on his mind. And I wrote down nine, and I'm going to go ahead and just kind of pick some at random here. This is kind of a little off the wall, but most of these are. According to the Mayan calendar, December 21st of 2012, it all ends. It all comes to an end. If you knew that to be true, what would you be doing to get ready for it?
December 21st, 2012. What are you talking about? Next year?
End of days. This year.
And it's just over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over in a year. I'd hate to say it, but I'd probably quit my job, and I'd just spend as much time as I could with my wife and two kids, I'd have to say.
That's pretty good.
Travel to a great spot. That's what I'd have to do.
All right, pretty good answer there. If you could live your life inside of a TV series, what TV series would that be?
You know, I have to kind of go back to, you know,
I've got my own idea.
Well, I tell you one thing. I love Entourage, so I'd like to be my man there with his entourage. I mean, I don't think I'd do some of the things that he did, but that was a pretty cool guy. Back growing up, you know, one of my best series, probably as a TV series, I'm trying to think.
If I could live with Buffy and Jody.
Yeah.
And Mr. French.
I did watch that a lot, you know. I don't know if I wanted to live with Buffy, but I think it went too bad.
All right, most impressive performance in the Olympics by anybody you ever remember? In any sport?
In any sport.
What's the most you ever came impressed with by anybody in the Olympics?
You know, I'd have to say our dream team, that one year that they went over, I'd never been so entertained. And I'm sure there's been other more, you know, Olympic gold medals. But the dream team, I think, in 82 was just fabulous is what they did and how they conducted themselves. They mesmerized the world for about 2 weeks.
All right, this question seems appropriate after our ride back with our boy David on our Gray Line coach the other night. What is the longest you've ever gone without sleep?
Ooh, I've done that a lot. I don't sleep much during the year. You can ask Betty.
Wynn Case's answer would be 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Wynn can fall asleep going to shoot around from the hotel to the gym. He can, Rod. He can sleep in a hurry. You know, I'd say sometimes when, you know, in different games I've gone – 2.5 days, you know, without, I mean, it's hard to have any sleep. I find it hard to go to sleep sometime when I'm trying to, like, Friday, Thursday, Saturday games and trying to prepare. It's really difficult sometimes.
Okay, not counting the air conditioner, if you could only have three electrical appliances in your house, what three would it be?
Oh, TV number one. That's not even. But I can't sleep without the TV. That'd have to be number one. I guess your phone doesn't count as an electrical appliance, you know. TV
but your refrigerator
first.
Does.
Yeah, the refrigerator
the
would have to be
does.
Second. Yeah, so Chip, you helped me out there. But TV going away by far.
All right, there it is. Five random questions with Coach Kermit Davis. Appreciate that very much. One quick thing before we take a break. The Kentucky Fat Cat writes in tonight on radio at GoBlueRaiders.com. He wants to congratulate you on a great year so far. It's a result of years of building solid foundation work and quality kids, a real credit to the university and the city. He says, I know you don't like to look too far ahead, but what are the keys to Vanderbilt? We will hold that till after the break. We'll get that answer from Coach when we return to Coach's Grill to wrap things up after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill for the final time tonight. Make sure Coach's is on your rotation for lunch when you're here in Murfreesboro. Chip Walters, along with the head coach and the Kentucky Fat Cat, was asking about Vanderbilt. Number one, just about their team, and also about playing at Memorial Gym and having to coach from the inline. A little bit different.
Well, it is, you know, and obviously, you know, with two players sitting here, we'll not mention a word about Vanderbilt with our team because I think they all understand the most important game we've got is trying to get to 9-0 in this league. But on Saturday, you turn your attention to Vanderbilt in a quick turnaround. It's like a league game because there's only one day to prepare. But it is, you know, Memorial Gym is different. I think it's one of the coolest places to play college basketball. I enjoy it. I think it's a great atmosphere. I think we're going to have a lot of blue in there on Saturday. And I just think that, you know, you coach from the end of the benches. Players have to kind of do more things on their own. And eventually they just got to play the game in that 94-foot rectangle, and I think we'll play well.
And also, there are a lot of folks been looking for tickets. There were no tickets available to sell here, but if you're still looking, there were, as of this morning, about 130 on StubHub, ranging anywhere from $6 if you're up in 3F and 3L up to, what, $69, $70, something like that I saw. So there are plenty of tickets there if you want to go on StubHub and get them. Also, a quick note about Troy. You got to close out on three-point shooters.
You really do. And like I said, they made 15 three-point shots against Monroe, scored 92 points. They play four perimeter players that are very hard to guard. And I think that we did a good job in the first matchup of guarding. We struggled at times scoring. I think offensively we're much better against the zone than we were about 3 weeks ago. But it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a hard game on Thursday night. We're going to have to really, really play well.
Huge week. Let's get number 20 on Thursday.
I hope you're right, Chip. Thanks
right.
So much.
Coach Kermit Davis joining us here tonight. Thank you for being with us as well at Coach's Grill. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Lady Raider basketball against Troy. Thursday night at 7, it's Middle Tennessee against Troy on the men's side. And then on Saturday, the Blue Raiders take on the Vanderbilt Commodores at Memorial Gym. For the head coach of the Blue Raiders and our studio producer, Stan McLeod, Chip Walters saying so long from Coach's Grill for Delegant Sports and the Blue Raider Network.